Chapter 88. So much for precision. Everything is overrated, overinflated. We are hooked on hype, up to our eye teeth in second-hand smoke and deception. Do we use a hyphen there? Am I putting the hyphens in the right places? So much for precision. Fluency is my goal. Accuracy is out. Anyway, in the previous chapter, we paused a moment to take stock. In this one, we set off on our way once more. And any old way will do. As you may recall, Melody, the current protagonist in this tale, has had little sleep. Back in Chapter 77, she passed the night grappling with that boy, Mitch. Or perhaps they were entwined like honeysuckle vines. Either way, they were busy with the task at hand, eager, greedy, and sated by turns, but in a gentle and touching kind of way, devouring each other, body and soul, ecstatic, shamelessly, yet with delicacy. Melody is at work now, the day after, when that day is just there behind you, but already you can only catch a glimpse of it in the rearview mirror to see it falling away, as much as you would like it to stay. She takes off her stiff and sweaty work gloves and touches her chafed chin, worn raw from muzzling Mitch's abrasive mug. She puts glove back on hand and raises heavy digging bar high, spears bar down with all her might, attitude being essential when it comes to hitting or missing the spot. However, in this case, for various reasons, the chiseled metal tip of the lance strikes her boot rather than the ground. And if that was not quite enough, it goes in just behind the protective steel cap of the boot, unfortunately, and into her foot. It takes a split second for pain to come, but it does come, branching this way and that to every extremity and beyond, sheets of pain, fields of it, planes of pain, stretching out forever as far as the eye can see, a whole continent of pain, a planet, a blinding light. She dims in its presence, dissolves in its untimely appearance, turning inside out completely and then shivering and in shock, standing there with the iron digging bar fixed to her foot. She and the spear are all one piece. Looking down is more than she can bear. She draws up on the bar, only to find that instead of it ascending, she descends. And that's how they find her, crouched there with an iron bar in her foot.